Hi, this is Colby Stong, editor of the Clinical Advisor. We are visiting with Kelly Blunt, who is a PA student at Georgia Regents University in Augusta, Georgia. She is the lead author of our July Online First feature article, which is on the topic of Dupuytren disease. Kelly, first of all, thank you for visiting with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about this disease and what causes it?
Dupuytren disease is a fibroproliferative disorder. It's of the palmar fascia, and it has potential to spread to the PIP and DIP joints of the hand. It causes progressive shortening of this fascia, and it can lead to flexion contractures of the digits or even a single digit. We don't really know what causes Dupuytren's, but studies suggest that it has a genetic component, which causes this fibroproliferation and collagen deposition.
And what are the typical signs and symptoms of the disease, and who is most likely to be affected?
Symptoms are going to include decreased range of motion of the digits. Specifically, a patient may describe tightness in their hand, decreased grip strength, or even a sensation of getting their hand caught on things. Physical examination might reveal a painless nodule in the palmar fascia with cord formation proximal to the nodule. If the disease is more advanced, a flexion contracture will be evident. Perhaps the earliest sign of the disease is the inability for a patient to be able to place their hand flat on a tabletop. And typically, this presents in the fourth and fifth decades of life and primarily in males.
And what are the best treatment methods available for primary care providers?
The treatment of Dupuytren's disease is typically performed by a hand specialist. The two most used treatments right now are needle aponeurotomy, which involves using a 23 or 25-gauge needle to percutaneously stroke the affected palmar fascia, or clostridium injections, which cleave collagen at multiple sites. And both methods are going to release cords and contractures. For primary care providers, it's important to recognize the signs and symptoms of the disease so early referral can be made. It will also be important for primary care providers to educate patients about the condition and the different treatment options that are available.
Okay, and is there anything else that you would like to add on this topic?
So while Dupuytren's disease is not curable, it's definitely treatable, and perhaps early intervention will slow progression of the disorder. This is something we don't really know yet. So again, it's important for primary care providers to be able to recognize the development of the condition early on so that patients can be referred to a hand specialist for evaluation and treatment. Dexterity is just so important in our lives. And we can help our patients by educating them and providing them information about the different techniques that will reduce the morbidity that's associated with the disease.
Kelly, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.